In Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, where the mountains meet the beach, with 6 million residents and more than a million tourists a year, a cleanup of the beaches from past years is now a major issue. Until recently, the beach was a place for carioca, as Rio residents are known, to escape their worries, not to brood on new ones. But the issue of protecting Rio's world-class coastline has trickled into the public consciousness.
Engenharia costeira não é uma especialidade muito conhecida no Brasil.
Coastal planning was never a very popular subject here in Brazil, despite the fact that we have more than 5,000 miles of sand beaches in our country.
Entretanto, nos últimos 20 anos,
but people in general, they didn't know. But in the last 20 years, there is a growing consciousness about this subject, and lately people are much more concerned about the problems along the coastline.
That burgeoning public awareness was fueled by a series of coastal calamities, including the dumping and leaking of raw sewage, the appearance of ugly parasitic sea formations known as black tongue, oil spills, and fish die-offs. As a result, celebrated beaches like Copacabana and Ipanema suffered sporadic closings.
The government is improving the sewers, and they are conscious about the importance of this kind of environmental issue. Nowadays, the population won't accept any more dirty beaches and lagoons.
Heavy public investment, to the tune of about $50 million, has been spent to improve the water that ends up on these beaches. For the moment, then, the glorious beaches of Rio de Janeiro are getting more of the attention they deserve from public officials. But more remains to be done. In the meantime, they will likely continue to get plenty of attention from armies of beach lovers, cariocas, and tourists alike.